For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
To join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. This is the 10 o'clock hour, and we're playing with a new format for our 30th anniversary. Everything that we cover in the 10 o'clock hour, like it has been in the past, is a specific industry. But it all follows our home maintenance calendar this year, so we've got our entire year already mapped out. In the month of March, we've been talking windows, and we're finishing it now. We've gone through window selection, window install, exterior treatments, interior treatments, and now for window and doors, we're talking security with First Impressions Ironworks. And to give the listening audience a little bit history, and we've got three individuals here joining us. We've got Mark
Baragimian.
Baragimian, thank you. The CEO. We've got Gary Stevenson, the designer, and Jennifer Pittman with sales.
Director of sales.
Director of sales joining us in studio for an education on wrought iron security doors. The Rosie on the House referral network was born organically. When Rosie started the broadcast 30 years ago, he had a general contracting company. And over the course of time, through this call-in home improvement program, people would say, well, who do you recommend for that? Well, I don't really recommend anyone. I'm a general contractor. But when I need this service for my customers, here's the subcontractors I use. And he had a screening process that he would use in selecting his subs. That, through that organic growth, the referral network was born. And we are very, very patient at Rosie on the House. When we identify a company we want to partner with, we stick to that. And First Impressions, it took us 10 years to get First Impressions into Rosie on the House referral network. Our first conversation was about 2008. The market was in a drastic change at that time. And it took until now to bring y'all into the referral network, and we're glad to have you on and be talking security doors with y'all. Welcome to Rosie on the House. Welcome to the broadcast. Let's educate Arizona homeowners what they need to know at the point in time where their a security wrought iron door is something that's practical for their home. It's a beautiful time of the year. Who wouldn't want to know that your front door is secure, but you're getting all the natural breeze and airing out your home from the front to the back this time of year? You know, you could open the front door, leave your security door locked, and you'd be out on your back patio and enjoying it, knowing that it's still can secure. And there was a time on mine where I didn't even worry about the front door. The wrought iron is more secure than than the wood door behind it. I would leave the home, and just as long as the security door was locked, I didn't worry about the front door behind it. And it gives the impression somebody's home. So if during the middle of the day, through the front door entry is the number one point of attack for burglars in America. It's the middle of the day when people are at work, and it's right through the front door is the number one point of penetration. Well, with the security door locked and the door behind it open, it gives anyone the impression, well, someone's got to be home. Who would leave the house with their front door open?
Certainly.
That's a great point. And, you know, every house needs a front door, but most homes deserve a beautiful security door as well. And security doors don't have to be just bars. We really like to see it when each homeowner gets creative and designs something that's just unique for them.
Well, and I love y'all's name, First Impression, because that the front door is the first impression somebody gets coming to your home. And you've got this beautiful security door on front of it that doesn't scream bad neighborhood or paranoid homeowner inside.
Exactly.
Or jail.
Or jail. Well, talk us through the selection process, starting with the material. What aluminum, steel, wrought iron, does it make a difference?
Yes, it definitely makes a difference. What I would recommend is looking for a door that's made out of 100% American-made steel. The reason you want steel is it's a lot stronger than an aluminum product. It stands up to heat. It stands up to weight better. You're looking for something that someone can't bend to break into. And if it's American-made steel also, you don't have to worry about what you're getting if it's imported in as well.
I love the emphasis on the American-made.
Exactly. We agree with that as well. Because you don't really know what you're getting if it's coming in from overseas. Is there impurities, chemicals? American-made steel is one thing that we recommend looking for.
And if you've ever lived in an area like the Gulf Coast, where our family's from, 20 miles off the ocean, you can't – a car over 5 years old made out of steel has been rusted or decomposed, so you don't know the shipping conditions of that steel coming or how long it was sitting out there. American-made steel never never came across the sea. Is it all out of Pittsburgh? Where are the mines? Do y'all know?
Well, the company we purchase our steel from is out here in Arizona. I'm not exactly certain the mines that they're pulling it from, but it is out here in Arizona.
So it's American-made. The suppliers here locally, you guys are the fabricators and the installer. The quality control within the state is
exactly
incredible.
It's 100% in-state. We build, manufacture. We have showrooms in the state as well, so you can put your hands on the product, and you can. We have our installers come out, install the product for you. A lot of people, you know, will buy some items off the shelf, but then they have to install them themselves. It could be very difficult to hold up a door and try to screw that right into the frame yourself. So
American-made steel over
yes.
aluminum.
Correct.
What thickness?
You're looking for a 14-gauge steel. With the steel itself, the smaller the gauge, the stronger it is. I know it sounds weird, but that's how it works in
the
steel. Exactly. So you are looking for a 14-gauge steel. I'm going to let Gary touch some points on that, on what type of reasons you look for the 14-gauge steel.
Well, obviously, it's much heavier. You know, you can actually even feel it. When you open a door, you can feel the difference between a 14-gauge and a 16-gauge. And I've seen many times we see these ads, you know, 20-gauge with exclamation mark. They're kind of going off the interest of the consumer, thinking, well, bigger is better. That is just not the case. The 14-gauge gives you a nice, solid door. Not only that, but the framing around the door that we mount the door to, or whoever's doing it, it makes a huge difference. It doesn't allow the door to sag, give you those kind of issues through the years.
And in the construction of this, there's obviously weld joints that are critical. Mm-hmm. It's a moving door, anything moving. If it's a heavier thing, you've got to engineer that support so that you're talking sagging, that we don't end up with, you know, hinges that can't support the gauge of steel we're operating.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, it comes in not only the door itself, but how you're mounting the door to the house. You know, you want something that's going to obviously support the weight. So, you know, we recommend doing a fully welded steel frame. You want a four-sided fully welded. So it's not a pieced frame. You don't have a separate piece on the left and the right and the top. It's all one solid piece around the entire door. It also depends, you know, matters on how you mount the door. You want to mount this with a long one-way bolt. It not only mounts this to the trim, but goes through the trim or the stucco. You want to mount it to the frame of the house itself to make sure it's a solid installation. You know, behind these walls, it's really nothing but stucco or the styrofoam and chicken wire. That's all it is. So to mount a steel door to styrofoam doesn't make much sense. So, you know, you want a fully welded steel frame. You want to come through that with a nice, at least a 4-inch one-way bolt. We recommend a 6-inch, actually. So, you know, a heavy 14-gauge steel frame, we actually, recommend a bullet hinge or welded hinge as opposed to like a screwed-on hinge where it's very easily to remove bolts or screws, that sort of thing. You know, switch it up with, it's a nicer look, obviously. Without some kind of a cutting torch, you're not going to get those hinges off of there. So, along with a fully welded frame, a nice solid 14-gauge steel door, you know, you've got that nice, rich appeal, feel, and security.
And you had mentioned, without looking like a jail earlier, the amount of work that y'all put into the design aspect of it. One of the things I thought when I walked through the showroom first, and we get done. I said, all right, hit me with it. What are pricing? The first thing I thought is, you guys aren't charging nearly enough.
There's definitely a lot that goes into it. There's hundreds and hundreds of designs to choose from. You can make your own custom door as well. And it is all done. We have engineering department. The sales rep will go out and measure so it fits exactly to your house. There is an entire process that is all included in the cost of the door, which is great.
Every door we build is built just for that one home, for that one homeowner. Their design, because the measurements are unique to that home. I know there's standard door sizes, but the security door that goes in front of those standard sizes is not standard. It has to custom fit. So we measure meticulously and build it to those measurements. But the design aspect, really, we have idea books, and the role of our designer is to make sure that the customer doesn't make a mistake. We're the expert. We want to help them, but it's their own unique style. And then we build right here in Arizona. We build that style for that opening for that customer, and our goal is for them to be happy.
And there's a lot more that we'll dive into. We're talking metal screen versus fabric screen and glass options for the inserts, mm-hmm. privacy, blockout. We'll get into all those in the next break. But in addition to security doors, I mean, y'all also do gates, railing for stairs and decks. I mean, you're an iron fabricator.
Exactly. We do gates, we do window guards, security screen doors, iron entry doors. If you want to replace your front door and have the whole iron and screen combined, it's a great option. We do railing, as you had mentioned, and even sunscreen. So we have a wide variety of options.
First Impressions Ironworks, you'll have showrooms Phoenix, Tucson.
Yes, Peoria, Scottsdale, Gilbert, and Tucson. And we actually have a booth at the Mesa Marketplace as well.
What's the Mesa Marketplace?
The Mesa Marketplace is basically a higher-end swap meet, is what I like to call it. It has a lot of vendors in there, but it also has some of the custom-made products that you can purchase if you're looking for custom-made towel holders or furniture. But they do have a lot of custom-made products like ironwork as well. That's why we're there.
I see you guys everywhere. You'll be at Saba next weekend in mm-hmm. Tucson. I've seen you at the Maricopa County Fair. I mean, y'all do a lot of exhibiting as well.
We do. We're at most of the major home shows around town, the home improvement shows, some of the smaller mall shows as well, so everybody can take a peek at our product and put their hands on it.
Arizona is home to many professional athletes. Sanderson Ford is proud to partner with Arizona Diamondbacks, Phoenix Suns, Arizona Cardinals, and Arizona Coyotes. Sanderson Ford is also very proud to support very special athletes through Special Olympics Arizona. On Friday, April 13th, 64 unified teams comprised of law enforcement officers, Special Olympics athletes, and community leaders will compete in 8 events throughout the Westgate Entertainment District in the second annual Sanderson Ford Guardian Games for Special Olympics Arizona. In celebration of the games, Sanderson Ford will donate $100 to Special Olympics Arizona for every vehicle sold through April 13th. Help support Special Olympics Arizona by attending, sponsoring, or participating in the second annual Sanderson Ford Guardian Games for Special Olympics Arizona.